With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now we have on the line the D4 number one seed in girls lacrosse, Ipswich hockey coach Allison Tivnan. And, of course, the team is rated D1, but you're the coach. And congratulations, coach. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me again.
Let's start right there. What's it mean to be rated number one in all of Massachusetts in D4?
We're very excited. That was definitely a goal of ours heading into the regular season. But I think we talked about this last week or last time I was on before the seedings were official. But, you know, we're 0-0 just like everyone else. So major target when you're number one. But that was something that we were shooting for. And now we just need to, you know, show up and play good lacrosse and win the games that we need to win.
Yeah, and what we did talk about, what we talked about, the competition on the North Shore in the league and out of the league, and so many of the teams are rated high in both D3 and D4. And, you know, Allison, I was looking at your scores, and the one thing that jumps off the page, and I mean it just jumps off the page, is the defense. You gave up, your team gave up two games in which the other team, the opposition, scored in double figures. One was 11 goals, a game you won against Winchester. The other was against D3 Newburyport, they're number one in D3, and they got 16 goals, your only loss of the season. So, Allison, please reflect on your defense for me, and I know it starts from goal out, but I'm sure it's a 10-woman effort. Or 11.
Oh my gosh. Our defense is, in my opinion, outstanding. You know, they work really, really hard. And when you have a goalie like Ashton Flather leading you back there, you know, it really makes a big difference. But they work really hard. They work really well together. And, you know, we pride ourselves on keeping it pretty low on the, you know, goals against category for sure.
Now, again, let's reflect again on your biggest what's the biggest learning curve for your kids? Because, you know, the Newburyport game, the only loss, you had a couple of other close games, very impressive wins. But what did the kids learn in terms of, you know, having to get better? They know they've got a good team. They know they're well coached, but they still have to get better. And how do they learn that? Maybe a game or two or something during the season. And how do you preach that? How do you say, guys, you're good, but we got to get better?
Yeah, we're looking to get better every day. We work really hard in practice, and you know we're always searching for that next goal, you know, and that is to win. I think our game is going to be Monday, is what it's looking like. So, you know, focusing on that game and playing as long as we can. I mean, it's the end is 2 weeks from tomorrow, so hopefully we're playing as long as we can, and you know, giving the seniors as much lacrosse left to play as we can. And you know, that's how we motivate ourselves every day. We just want to play and challenge ourselves and learn. And as you said, we've had a lot of close games this year. And, you know, we just pride ourselves on being calm, being confident, and knowing that they can do it. And hopefully we continue to do that.
Is there a game, one game that you could highlight and show next year's incoming team, this is what it looks like to play for Ipswich?
There's so many that I can think of, but if I have to say one, it would have to be, you know, the Winchester game when we went on the road, 45-minute bus ride to play Division I Winchester, who's really strong, and we're down 7-1, and then we came back and won that game, you know, 12-11 and in overtime is just outstanding. So just to never give up. Most people would look at 7-1 and think that game is over, and, you know, we have a ton of heart, a ton of passion, and, you know, we dug ourselves out of a really big hole. So I'm hoping that, you know, hopefully we don't get ourselves in that situation in the state tournament, but, you know, things can happen. Mm-hmm. So we definitely learned a ton from that game and gave us a ton of really good energy.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that game, and that is, I'm glad you brought it up again because it is so important, especially so close to the tournament. Now, the last game you played was on May 24, and that's like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. So what have you been doing in the meantime?
So luckily we just scrimmaged Danvers yesterday, and Danvers is my alma mater, so the coach over there, Nico, is awesome, and, you know, we have great relationships between our teams, so we were able to do that yesterday, which is great, and then, you know, just working hard at practice. We had a bit of fun, you know, last week after we, you know, played our last game, so we've been back to work this week, and obviously over the weekend preparing for Monday, but it is hard not playing a game, you know, in over a week. So the scrimmage yesterday was great, and, you know, we're looking forward to getting back to games as many as we can.
Okay, how does prom and graduation and that stuff interfere, or does it?
Well, the proms are done, so that's been good.
Okay,
so,
good.
You know, to check that off the list.
Mm-hmm.
And the graduation is on Sunday, so we're practicing today, we're practicing tomorrow, and then, you know, we'll practice early tomorrow morning and get that done, and then, you know, graduation for them on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Over
and that will be all be done.
Yeah, that's a wonderful time for seniors. And,
yeah, oh, it's a very exciting time, yeah.
And thank goodness we've recovered from the COVID mess, and they get to enjoy these things.
Yes, 100%.
They do build memories. Have you had any kids during the course of the season where you've had to move them around from one position to another for one reason or another?
Yeah, we've done that quite a bit, and I think that's a lot to our success, is we have a lot of kids that can play multiple positions, and they're always willing to try to play different positions and, you know, just trying different things, figuring out what works best, who meshes well, at what time, and, you know, we're trying to always use the bench as much as we can and get the most kids in. Obviously, the more people we can pull off the bench, the better we're going to be, so we're always constantly trying to elevate the players who are, you know, on the bench and hopefully get them in as much as we can to get them that experience.
Yeah, I would guess I wouldn't call a lot of games blowouts, but there are chances when you can get some of the younger kids in there and get some experience, and that bodes well for next year because they will have had that experience.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're always looking to try to get, like, everyone in as much as we can or people in the games that we can. We haven't, you know, I think I'm pretty happy with how we've gotten them in. It would be good to get more people in, obviously. It's always that way, but yeah, I think it just tries to improve the program each time. And like you said, looking into next year and just getting the confidence and the experience for everyone.
When you have a chance to talk to kids, I've talked with coaches over the years, and it's funny, Allison, they say that some of their greatest memories is not during the actual game or coaching practice. It's walking back and forth to the field, or maybe seeing a kid in the hallways, or something like that. I don't want you to tell me anything specific, but do you know what I'm talking about? It's sort of, especially where you're in the building, it helps to grow the relationship between coach and player.
Oh, 100%, and that's why I love being in Ipswich and coaching this team. You know, I had a lot of them when they were in sixth grade. I had them when they were, you know, in seventh and eighth grade. I've been here 5 years, so not all of, like, the seniors. I had them when they were in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love it. They come into my office all the time, usually looking for, like, a snack or a mint or something. But,
yeah,
you know, they do come and say hi, and just being able to see them, you know, in uniform on game day and, you know, firing them up starting from school is great. I think I have a great relationship with my players. I hope they feel the same. I think they do. But just, you know, really fortunate to coach and work in the same community. I love Ipswich for sure.
Yeah, it's a great feeling when you can work both as an educator and as a coach, and they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's always been my dream.
Oh, that's awesome. Finally, I think going into the tournament, the one thing I admire from the outside is when a public school ranked so highly in this new playoff system, or relatively new, a couple of years now, because so many of the private schools have an advantage over the publics. Not to take anything away from the privates, because those are kids who have worked hard and, you know, they do the right thing as well. But how do you assess it? I guess on a personal level, when you look at the accomplishments, I know you're not done yet, so you can't really reflect entirely. But you have to be proud and communicative to with your team about what they've done this season, because to get this far, to get the record that they've assessed or they've accrued, they have to do just about everything right. You've got to play right on the field, you've got to eat right, you've got to sleep right, and you've got to keep up with your academics.
100%, and those are all things that we talk about. You know, it's a student athlete, and it's just a whole picture, right? A lot of the girls work. A lot of the girls take high-level classes. We have a lot of kids in AP. We have a lot of girls in many different clubs, music, you know, you name it. So really, you know, making sure that when they're on the lacrosse field, we're giving lacrosse our full attention, and we definitely are focused when we're out there and, you know, making good choices on the weekends and, you know, hoping that they take one of my captains said the other day, and I loved it, is this is the time for accountability and responsibility.
Oh, my.
So we've kind of been preaching that the last couple of days and, you know, really holding true. And if you need to hit the wall before practice, if you need to go for an extra run, you have to do what you have to do to get us to where we want to be. So hopefully that continues.
Well, that sounds very mature. And again, my congratulations, Allison. And it should be a fun couple of weeks for your team. And just a fantastic job. And I left out one thing besides all those other attributes. there's some talent on this team, too.
Yes, there definitely is, for sure.
Okay. Hey, good luck the rest of the way, and I'll catch up with you during the tournament, I hope.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Be well and good luck.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach Allison Tivnan. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.